Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm your host, Ellen Tang, and today I'm joined again by Glenn Schultz, who is the head of our agency mortgage prepayment modeling and strategy for MUFG. Today is Wednesday, October 19th. Glenn, thank you for joining us again this month.
Hi, Ellen. My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me again.
Sure. So let's go over September remit data, which was released October 6th. We're seeing, you know, aggregate prepayment measured by the Fannie Mae 30-year MBS declined by a little over 13% on a month-over-month basis to around 6.8 CPR. And then you have the 15-year prepayment, which declined a little over 11% month-over-month down to about 7.5 CPR. Putting aside the seasonal factors and the day count, the tightening of the financial conditions has driven the aggregate prepayment rate down to its core turnover component. Is that a fair assessment of the prepayment landscape as it currently stands?
Yeah, Ellen, I would say that's more than a fair assessment. The challenge right now is really the determination of the turnover coupon. I suppose as you go from one prepayment analyst to the next, there may be different definitions of the turnover coupon. I tend to look at new production 12 to 24 WALA coupon with a gross WAC as close to at the money as possible. So with the coupon stack expanding at the rate that it has expanded over the course of the second and the third quarter, there is no clear turnover coupon within that cohort, you know, the cohort that I look at. So it forces the question, what is the cohort closest to the turnover cohort? And that's going to be the 5.5 coupon of 2018. With a 49 WALA and a 612 gross WAC. So it was a little bit deeper out of the money. And this cohort paid at 19.3 CPR in September. So this is consistent with the pattern that we have witnessed throughout most of the year, which is very high turnover rates. And going forward, I expect to see speeds slow down in the higher coupon, moderately seasoned cohorts. So for the readers of our sort of monthly prepayment commentary, what I'm really referring to is the top of the coupon vintage S-curve that we present in there. Those are the vintages, the moderately seasoned vintages that have really been the favorite of the originators, if you will. And that's where I expect to see, I think, speeds begin to slow there in terms of turnover.
Got it. So it does, like you just said, it does sound like you believe there will be still some room for prepayment rates to slow in select coupon vintage cohorts, specifically across the moderately seasoned cohorts. If so, how do you recommend investors take advantage of this opportunity then?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the difficult part in that investors are really unable to capture what I call the premium value, right? Which is, you know, slowing speeds against premium MBS by investing in pools. Since the whole of the coupon stack from the 2 coupon to the 6 coupon are at, which is in the case of the 6% coupon, or below par. So rather, investors should really be looking to the derivative sector, IOs, synthetic premiums, structures of that nature, which will allow them to kind of do that premium capture strategy. So the investable set to take advantage of what I believe is the next move in the prepayment landscape is largely the derivative MBS space. The point being, the configuration of the agency MBS market from the expansion of the coupon stack and related derivatives is really greatly expanding the trading and investing set within the agency MBS market. And I believe this is setting the stage for what we are calling the second golden age of mortgage-backed securities.
Glenn, I love that, a golden age for mortgages. You know, that is a really bold statement, especially in the current environment. Can you share your thesis on your golden age statement?
Sure. So first and foremost, the second golden age thesis rests on that rapid expansion of the coupon stack to which, you know, we've already referred. So the coupon stack is evolving to encompass 2 through 6 coupon MBS, much of which is new and moderate production. So I think that's very good. There's more trading opportunities, I think, in new and moderate production pools, in my view. Second is the normalization of interest rates. And by this, I mean rates are moving up off the lower zero bound that the Federal Reserve had established throughout its, you know, quantitative easing rounds. And then third, when you look across the loan and the borrower characteristics within these pools, there's a great deal of diversity, and those characteristics lead to different prepayment profiles, which lead to unique prepayment stories. They lead to a more diverse relative value landscape for investors. So when you put these things together, I see a mortgage trading landscape evolving that's going to be offering just a plethora of prepayment stories and relative value trading opportunities.
I see your line of thinking now. So now that I know you're on the hook for a client note outlining the new golden age thesis, in the meantime, how would investors position themselves for the new golden age?
Sure, sure. So first is the current coupon basis. So you consider that. So right now, the basis is trading just north of 170 basis points, which is, in my opinion, kind of the lower end of stress valuations, or where you're starting to get to valuations that the market is saying, you know, we have a stress valuation. So that's if you're a glass half empty type of person. If you're a glass half full type of person, then you're looking at the mortgage basis around 170, 180 as kind of the high end of its sort of value range historically. So either way, we're still looking at what is a very attractive sort of entry point. And then just 1 week or so ago, we did witness the speed at which the current coupon basis can tighten when relative value opportunities reveal themselves. And in that case, it was relative value between agency MBS and corporates that caused, you know, a lot of fast money investors to kind of come in and buy the basis. So at these levels, what I would be doing is I would be building out my agency MBS portfolio in such a way that it reflected the distribution of the coupon stack. So I'm sort of prepared, you know, for taking advantage of the relative value opportunities that present themselves. And then again, like I said, in the near term, I would be positioning myself in the derivatives market to take advantage of, you know, some premium value capture strategies, you know, for the slowdown that I see coming across that. So valuations represent very good entry points at this point. It's not to say that MBS spreads can't widen from here, but I just don't see extreme widening of MBS spreads absent, you know, sort of a black swan event. And then second, the diversity across coupon sector term is going to provide maximum flexibility to take advantage of the trading and relative value opportunities at kind of the dawn of the new golden age.
Great. Glenn, thanks so much. I think you've certainly given our listeners something to think about. And I am looking forward to your client note a little bit later. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. You could rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Please check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.